Welcome back to the Waiting Well podcast. I am so excited to be back in my recording chair with my mic all set up. It has been a minute since I've sat down to record. I've been making the adjustment to having two sweet little girls. We just had our second daughter 8 weeks ago. She was a total surprise. For those of you guys that haven't heard too many of my episodes or even my story in particular, we spent 6 years trying to conceive. Didn't have one positive pregnancy test in those 6 years. And then we were told that we had 2, 3, 4% chance of conceiving naturally on our own, just unexplained infertility category. And so we moved ahead with IVF and we got one embryo from that. That one embryo is our 2-year-old daughter, Highland. She was our miracle girl that came after all those years of waiting. And then when she was a year and a half, I had a very emotional morning one day. And I was like, that was a bit dramatic even for me. And so I took a pregnancy test because, you know, when you're in that life, you kind of just take it knowing that it's just going to be negative. That's kind of my mindset. Like I had been taking pregnancy tests before and after Highland, and I just always assumed it would be negative because that's what we were told. That's been our experience. And would you believe it? My first ever natural conception positive pregnancy test. And so we just had her 8 weeks ago. Her name is Praise from the song Gratitude with Brandon Lake, where you kind of, you know, you just look at my story, that experience of finding out I was pregnant with Praise. And I truly felt like I had nothing to give God. I just felt like I don't deserve this of all the people. Like, I know that there's so many people that desire to be parents and to be able to then have natural conception happen, be able to have more than just one child was beyond my wildest dreams. And I just said, Lord, I have nothing to give you. I have nothing good for you, nothing fit for you except my praise. And so I really wanted her story and her testimony to be about how when you have nothing to give the Lord, through the good, through the hard, through all the things, you do have your praise that you can give him. So that is what we have been celebrating the last 8 weeks. And I can't wait to dive more into kind of what was going on. Hey friends, welcome to the Waiting Well podcast. I am your host, Courtney Dunker, and you are here because your journey to motherhood has not looked the way that you always imagined. It has held heartbreak, loneliness, and questions like, why me, God? I'm here to remind you that you do not have to walk this road alone. And here, we can wait well together. Each week, I will share faith-based encouragement from my own infertility journey, provide information from guest experts on navigating infertility and conceiving, powerful testimonies, and top tips on stewarding your health and emotional well-being through this demanding journey. So if you are ready to take back control of your life, find peace with God, join the in-between spaces, and thrive in your waiting season, then meet me at the well, girl. Grab that warm chocolate chip cookie, a little bit of unicorn juice or iced coffee. We've got some intentional growth to do. Let's get it. If you haven't listened to the episode that I did with Dr. Zen, if you go back, we talked about iron levels and we talked about my personal experience with her as a client of hers. She's a naturopathic doctor. And so I was working with her when I conceived Praise. So if you are someone who's like, nothing else has worked yet, that might be a route to look into. I do wish that I had pursued naturopathic opportunities prior to IVF, just because I feel like it was such a healthier experience for me than the whole process of IVF with the medications and like totally different pregnancies as far as feelings and sickness, because I was on so many hormones post IVF that first trimester. So just something to go consider if you are like, wow, that just like, I want that to be part of my story, or I want my story to be like that. Definitely go check out that episode with Dr. Zen. It is number 42, but listed as episode 41. And it says, are your iron levels keeping you from getting pregnant? Guest interview with my naturopath, Dr. Zen. So that's the episode you want to go check out. And today I just kind of wanted to talk about something that was on my heart this morning as I was working out. And I hope it'll be of encouragement to you in your journey and just really having a heart and a posture and seeking a heart and posture of growing through the waiting season. I actually posted a post the other day. It was actually like a post I had written I think it was like 4 years ago, actually. And I talked about how I had found so much gratitude and peace with the Lord, even though I was not yet a mom. And even though I had no clue I would ever become a mom at that point, I truly had so much peace and joy. And I remember a friend of mine that I've met through the infertility world messaged me and was like, that was the post I saw 4 years ago. She also has 2 kids now. She's pregnant with her second. And she was like, that post made me so mad when I saw you share that because I was so jealous of that. But it was that post that kind of like was the catalyst for growing and recognizing the growth that I needed to make in my own relationship with the Lord in regards to my fertility journey. And she was just thanking me. And I was like, dang, that is just so cool. Like, that's why I'm so passionate about this line of work, because I truly feel like it's community that is going to help you be sanctified in the waiting. And that is God's ultimate goal with us. He is not concerned. The highest priority of His is not whether or not we become a parent. His highest priority is sanctifying us, refining us through the fire. So if we are walking through a fire right now, there's a refinement process that He is concerned with, and His priority is an emphasis on that. So when we step and engage with that and say, Lord, here I am, mold me, shape me, change me, then that is when we can start seeing so much more fruit in our lives and in the waiting season. And honestly, we start experiencing the fruit of the Spirit. And that's what I want to talk about, because I actually had this thought during my quiet time my workout, and I shared a little bit, you know, from a fitness perspective, but I think it's so relative to the waiting perspective of navigating infertility. And so it's this question of, is God's fruit of His Spirit evident in my words and my actions towards others and myself during the waiting season? Or is there no fruit? Because God's word says that we will know them by their fruit. And then it goes on to explain what His fruit is. It's gentleness, it's self-control, it's kindness, it's patience, it is love, it is goodness, it's joy, and it is peace. Do we see that fruit in our lives? Like, I'm asking you that question. I want you to reflect on that question in your relationship with the Lord and in your relationship with yourself and with those around you, with your spouse, with those that just got pregnant, with those that are in your church that just like aren't even trying and they got pregnant. Like, I want you to ask that question. Like, do I see God's fruit being born in my life and I'm bearing that fruit, or am I resisting because I'm not happy with the path that God has me on, and therefore there is no fruit to be seen through my life and towards myself? Because I was actually thinking about this, you know, now that I'm postpartum, I gained the most weight I've ever gained with Praise. I'm the heaviest I've ever been, and for someone who works in health and fitness, this was kind of like, it's just been tough to not feel like myself, to struggle with clothes fitting and feeling confident and all that. And it goes into so many other areas, you know, insecurities or even just confidence with my husband, whatever it might be. And I had that thought of like, wow, I can be so focused sometimes on bearing fruit of God's Spirit, like all these fruit we just listed, gentleness, kindness, patience, whatever, towards my kids, towards my spouse, towards my friends. But I struggle to do it to myself, because I'm speaking unkindly or having unkind thoughts to myself during this journey. And I think it can be so similar with our bodies, because our bodies feel like they are betraying us when we are going through infertility, right? Even if you go through an IVF cycle, I was chatting with another friend and she's been through 6 IVF cycles, and her 6th one is what actually brought about the baby. And I just can't imagine the 5 rounds of disappointment of being like, okay, I know that, like, you go into it with so much hope and then you feel like your body is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. And I remember feeling like almost like this identity crisis with my womanhood of like, God created me to be a woman to bear children and it is not doing that. And I'm frustrated and I felt so confused why it was not doing that because I didn't have specific answers. Some people do and some people don't. They fall into that unexplained category like I was. And it's easy to be unkind to yourself. So here are some questions that I wrote down as a result of me thinking about it from like a postpartum fitness perspective, but I think it's just the same as going through infertility and speaking, you know, in the way reflecting towards yourself. How am I acting towards myself? Am I bearing fruit? Is that evident in my life? Or am I being really mean to myself? And then it's like going outwards where that like frustration and anger about yourself and what your body is not doing is then overflowing. It's the cup that's overflowing and running into your interactions with other people. And now you're angry with your husband and you're angry with your friends and you're just distancing and pushing everybody away because of that initial anger within. So let's talk about that because that's not what God has for us. God actually wants us to experience the fruit of His Spirit internally and externally. So here are some great questions to ask yourself that have to do with the specific fruit of the Spirit. Am I speaking gently toward myself? Am I speaking gently towards myself? You're on a fertility journey. You're trying to conceive. You have a lot of pressure because time just keeps passing you by. I had 6 years go by. That's a long time. I felt like every year that went by, I felt like that dream of becoming a mom was getting further and further away. And I was like, how many years can go by before like it's kind of over to try to conceive? You know what I mean? So am I speaking gently toward myself? Am I exercising self-control in my thoughts about myself and others? Self-control is not just the fruit of the Spirit, you know, with nutrition or the areas that we are excelling in. Maybe it's like, you know, purity of thoughts or something. Self-control is a fruit that can be evident in all areas. It can be evident in my thoughts. Am I taking my thoughts captive and making them obedient to the truth? Or am I allowing my thoughts to just run away from me, that God doesn't really care about me, that He doesn't see me, that if He loved me, He would answer these prayers, that I'm less than because I'm not becoming a mom? Like, those thoughts are so clear as day in my head because they were where I battled for 6 years. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, how am I exercising the fruit of God's Spirit, which is self-control, in my thoughts about myself, about my spouse, and about God? Another question, am I being kind and patient toward myself as I find my footing and I strive towards the destination of wanting to become a mom? Am I being kind and patient? I think patience is a fruit of the Spirit, and it's something that all of us lack because we live in such an instantaneous world. We have everything at the drop of a hat, right at our fingertips. And so it really does put this pressure on being able to create and cultivate patience in our journey. We get so frustrated by our plans not happening in our life and God's plans looking different than what we originally expected. Like, I went into trying to conceive with the expectation that when I had sex, I would be able to get pregnant and have a baby. So wouldn't you know, like that first year in, and I'm like, this is not happening. I'm so confused. Like, we've tried 12 months in a row now and 12 times we have not been able to get pregnant. And then you go into the second year, the third year, the fourth year, and the patience starts to erode because you just feel that dream of yours sliding away and you're just like, I just want to be a mom. Like, why is that so hard? Why is that so out of reach? Why is God's plan not for that to be happening right now? And your patience towards what God is working out in your life. God's word says that He is working out our salvation in us. He is working out the good things in our life right now. Like everything that's happening according to his plan in our lives is with purpose. It has intention. It has meaning. It may not be exactly what we expected when we quote unquote signed up for this, right? We have this idea, however it was implanted in us, of what an ideal situation and life and family and timeline looks like. And so when that is not met, the patience to be able to stay honestly, stay kind about what God's plan is for our life, it disintegrates before our eyes. But that's where we really have to strive to get back to that self-control over our thoughts and over our feelings, right? So that we can cultivate the fruit of patience. Imagine the testimony that you could have when you are someone who's walking through trying to conceive with the fruit of patience, and people can see that fruit evident in your life. That is God's spirit in your life. So even though it's hard, even though you're still trying, even though it's not the way that you expected and God's timing is totally different than yours, and even though it keeps being no after no, your patience and your kindness towards his plan for your life is what is going to draw people to him, because that fruit of his spirit, it is attractive. It's unlike the world that we live in, and it is going to create attention through your testimony. And ultimately, that's why we're here. We're here to point to Jesus. We're here to show people who Jesus is. And that's a way that we get to show who Jesus is by how we live our life, how we show his spirit in our life and our circumstances. Another question you can ask yourself is, am I loving myself before God answers that prayer that I keep praying over and over again? Am I loving God before he answers that prayer? I'm praying to become a mom. I'm praying to conceive. But am I loving, the fruit of the spirit is love. Am I loving God, myself, my spouse, my life, my circumstances, God's path for me before the miracle happens? Am I prioritizing being good to myself, to others, by choosing to be intentional with how I steward the waiting? Am I choosing joy? Joy is a choice. It's something you can cultivate. It's not a feeling. Happiness is a feeling, but joy is something that comes from the reality that nobody and nothing can change your eternal destiny, that Jesus Christ came, he saved you, he died on that cross, he rose again 3 days later, and you believe that with all that's in you. That will never, ever change. So you can have joy right now, today, celebrating what Jesus has done on the cross for you without feeling completely happy because you're struggling and you're battling through to fight for that patience on God's plan for your life. Does that make sense? So it's like you are just sitting there and you're like, I can have joy in this journey. And then that's different than happiness. Happiness can just be a fleeting feeling that you feel because you got what you want, right? But joy is something that's deep. It's divine. It's eternal. It's his fruit of the spirit that's like, you know what? I always have a reason to sing. I always have a reason to smile. I always have a reason to lift my hands in worship. I always have a reason to tell people about this Jesus Christ because I know what he's done for me, and that's my joy. And then finally and lastly is, am I pursuing peace with my body? Am I pursuing peace with my fertility? Am I pursuing peace with God's timing in the midst of waiting? Because peace is something that we can pursue. It's something that is the fruit of the Spirit. It's not just circumstantial. I think a lot of times we look at our circumstances and we say, I don't have peace about this because the circumstances are uncomfortable or they don't feel right or they're not what we expected, right? But Sometimes God's plan goes in a different direction than what we had expected. And sometimes peace is the fruit of God's Spirit alive and working in us that has nothing to do with our circumstances. It's not conditioned on our circumstances. It's actually something that we create because we know the truth of God's word living and active in us. So it's like, okay, I have the enemy who's like, hey, God doesn't really care about you. You've tried 6 years of trying to conceive and God hasn't answered that prayer. He doesn't love you like he loves this other girl who, you know, he's given 5 babies to in the span of those last 6 years. Or I don't even know if that's possible, but you know what I'm saying. The enemy just likes to whisper lies, right? About your identity and about God's love for you and about God's care for you because of what is going on in your journey. And so we can ask ourselves, like, am I taking those thoughts captive, making them obedient to the truth, which is God's word that says, you know, that he knit me together in my mother's womb, that he loves me so much that he gave his one and only son to die for me. Am I taking my thoughts captive, that he has good plans for me, that he's working everything out for my good, that he is, as I pursue him, he's going to make my path clear, that he is going to make a light that falls on which footsteps I should take. Like, there's so much scripture that talks about God's love for us, our value in his eyes, his heart for us, and his plans for us. And so are we pursuing peace because we actually know what his word says? So when the enemy comes knocking with his thoughts, when the enemy comes, you know, around sniffing around this whole circumstance of like, oh, she's not getting what she's praying for, like, let's start knocking on her door and distracting her with doubts and insecurities and fears and worry and anxiety. And I'm just going to throw all of these, you know, this bad fruit at her to try to sink her ship because I don't want her to have peace. I don't want her to have joy. I don't want her to have self-control or patience or goodness. I don't want her to thrive. I don't want her to be nourished in God's word. I want her to suffer. I want her to be defeated. That's the enemy that we are working against. God's word says he prowls around like a lion looking to devour. So if we are not aware of that spiritual battle that is taking place, gosh, these questions are just so sobering, right? Because we can sit there, we can be like, I am on a journey. I want to become a mom, so I am trying to conceive. However, these circumstances are not what I expected. I'm in this waiting period. I'm fighting this battle for my soul, for my thoughts, right? Like, I genuinely felt like it was a battle every single day to stay in the place of hope and joy and peace and literally God's fruit of the Spirit. And we can ask ourselves, like, are we living in that fruit that's promised us? Jesus said, when he left, he was leaving someone better than him, his spirit that would minister to us, that would live inside of us. So as soon as we accepted Jesus as our Savior, guess what? We gained a helper, and that's the Holy Spirit. And these are his fruit. When he is living and working and active in us and we are engaged with our relationship with him, we are going to produce and be sanctified to create this kind of fruit in our life. So we can know where we're at spiritually as we wait for God to move based off of how we can answer these questions. And that is just so powerful and sobering. Like, it should just wake us up to be like, gosh, I'm wasting these days. Or, wow, I'm so proud of how God is working through me. And that was something, you know, that Josh and I have been having a lot of conversation about, like, okay, now that we did conceive naturally, what does that mean for us? Like, do we have more kids? You know, 2 is kind of a lot. Like, you get capped out, we're both working, blah, blah, blah. So we were kind of just thinking about what that looks like. I don't even know if God has that plan for us. Like, God has had this story for us all along. I didn't try to conceive, praise. Like, God just open that door for my womb to conceive. Same thing with Highland. It was like that one embryo from IVF, right? So I just feel like as we sit there and think about it, I can really just sit there and be in peace of how God is evident in our lives and how we can just engage with his spirit to be able to live out these fruit And how cool to think that we don't have to waste a day and that we can sit here and be intentional and purposeful with the in-between, and that God is going to increase our capacity, whatever He has for us. If it's 6 years of waiting, He's going to give us and equip us with everything we need, the patience, the goodness, the gentleness, self-control, all of that for those 6 years, because He has called us according to His good purpose. So whatever your story is, whatever your journey is, you have to believe that God is going to be equipping you. He may not have already given you everything that you need, the grace you need for tomorrow, but He's done it for today. And that is the promise that we have. That is where we live and dwell as His children. I hope this was encouraging to you. I cannot wait for more episodes to come each week. So make sure that you tune back in and that you've turned on notifications. And then, of course, give us a follow on Instagram at The Waiting Well Podcast, where you will see more encouragement as you go back on your waiting journey. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I'm so excited to be back. I am so glad that you chose to meet me at the well today. If this episode inspired you, changed you, or blessed you in some way, I would love for you to do one of two things. First, head to Apple Podcasts at that link below and leave a review. And second, screenshot this episode and share it in your stories, tagging me at Sewn with Strength, or text it on over to a friend that this episode might bless. These are the number one ways to thank me. I am truly so grateful to be building out this community, and I cannot wait to see you on the next episode. Until then, go get a workout done for me, and I will see you right back here at the Waiting Well Podcast.